Blog Talk Radio.
I've learned how to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer.
Good morning. Praise God, praise God. The songwriter said, when I see Jesus, amen. When I see the one who died for me, amen. Well, I'll tell you, it's going to be a time that we're going to be have that chance to see him. I don't know why most some of us think we're going to be here forever. But I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a time that man going to have to get up practice. We call life. That we wake up to every morning. God might call your number. And then it's not that you always to say, no, not now. But it's just, when he says it's time, no man can stop it. God, I don't know. I don't see it. The brother on here called me yesterday. Brother Mike said he had a death in his stomach when his auntie passed away. And we want to always keep the warning that we're grieving at this time, you know. You know, you better believe me, it could be anybody's time, anybody's time. It doesn't matter how good you are. God can call you anytime, and no one can stop it when he does it. But I'm so glad that he didn't put it in the hands of man. If he put it in the hands of man, some of us probably wouldn't even be here. But some of us could have done some things, and we would have said, oh, man, if I just give him a chance. He might have had a chance to reconcile our situation. But I thank God for the Holy Spirit that he puts it in his son's hand. He put it in his hand. It's going to be a day when he's going to call all of us home. Some might be sleeping in their grave. But he said, the dead in Christ will rise first. Then, the whosoever remaining will meet him in the air. I don't know about you, wherever he comes. I just want to meet him. Don't you want to meet the Lord? While on this side, you can meet him. All we got to do is ask God. You know, just accept him as your Lord and Savior. Accept him and believe that God raised him from the dead. And the Bible says this here, you shall be saved. I believe in the Bible. The Bible says that every word come out of the mouth of God. But proceed after my is the truth. But the only you don't believe is that you don't believe in the whole book. Somebody said, I just believe in parts of the book. And you have to believe it all. Something we're not going to understand. I don't care how smart people want to be. There's some things we just don't know. We're going to have to answer that. We're just going to have to answer that when we see him. But I learned one thing about this songwriter. I learned how to live right. I learned how to live holy because of his resurrection. Thank Jesus for that. You know, got a few scriptures we might go to today. Just thank God for the Holy Spirit. He allowed us to go through it. We don't offer up a prayer, you know. We just thank God for what he got in store right now. Well, Heavenly Father, we come to you. We come humble for the throne of grace, Lord. Lord, we come in, Lord, thank you, Father God, for all the things you did this past weekend and you brought us to this day, Lord. Lord, we heard a lot of things went on this week, Lord. People had wrecks when they was in the racing this week. People were arguing and fussing. People were having some fun. It went up and down in the race game, Lord. But do you know, Father God, that you are on every hand, Lord. Lord, you could be in Chicago, Cleveland, Alabama, Georgia, Texas, California. I mean, you could be all of them at one time, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to touch the people's heart, Lord. That Father God, today bring down to you, Lord. Take time out for you, Lord. Let them know that it couldn't have been worse. It could have been a whole lot worse, Lord. But Lord, you allow a lot of us still be here, Lord. We thank you for traveling grace, Lord. Going to and fro to the things we love to do. Some of us on this line believe in love and racing, Lord. But you gave him traveling grace to get there and come back safely, Lord. And though some had a some bricks and bruises along the way. Oh, Father God, you can get another car, but you can't get another person, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Strengthen their bodies, Lord. And want to look at you a little more closer, Lord. Lord, we just love you, Father God, for the church, Lord. Because we are the church, Lord. So we ask you to build today, Lord. As we get in your word, build, Lord. Give us strength, Lord, that we hear your word, Lord. So we can follow thee and only thee, Lord. Maybe one didn't go to church this weekend. Maybe someone ain't picked their Bible since Friday, Lord. Let it be somewhere to touch their heart, Lord. To be get a little closer to you, Lord. Take more time out with you, Lord. Get more of you, put more in you and their life, Lord. And Father God, then we can walk more stronger, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your picture. If we be transparent right now, we love you and we thank you. Just we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. All help me, Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for God's plan. Again, I told you for the mic, you know, he's at home, but he called me yesterday. His auntie had passed away, you know, and we talked and we prayed, and I thank God for the Holy Spirit. You know, some people might took a day off. You know, some people might just sit around and say, well, I'm just going to do this. I'm just not going to do that. But I'm learning that when you're in the ministry, you got to be ready in season and out of season. I thank God for this, for his Holy Spirit. I thank God for comfort, Lord. At such a time like this, you might have woke up with nothing, ain't nothing wrong with you. But let me tell you something. I want to hit a little subject that the Bible always, we always talk about, whether there are two or three. Whether there are two or three. You ever hear that? Whether there are two or three. And it's scripture. It's scripture. The Bible says, whether there are two or three touching in my name, that he'll be in there. I want to go somewhere before we go there, because the Bible illustrates, is the reason why he said it, because it started in the Old Testament. It started in the Old Testament. I thank God for the Holy Spirit, because he's here. We believe in he's here because we want to give understanding and get an understanding that makes it understanding be followed by it. Amen? And we're going to be coming from Deuteronomy first. Deuteronomy. It's in the Old Testament. It's in the Old Testament. It's one of the five books that Moses wrote. We call the Law. And I want to read that. I want to tell you, this is why you people say, well, we're not under the Old Law. That's true. But they still quote things from the Old Law. He never did change the law. He just came to fulfill the law. The man, when you get before the Father, you believe in the death, burial, and resurrection. It takes you away from the sin of law. Because what you did, you believe in his death. You believe in the death and the burial and resurrection. And I don't know about this. Sometimes he had to establish some things and let us understand he's in the midst. He said in his record, he said out of the mouth for two or three, establish it when it was a time that when you wanted somebody to be a witness to you, one witness wasn't good enough, you know. And then God had to use some people that said there's two or three, right? Because the time and they worship idol things. I'm going to begin in verse 2, if y'all don't mind. I'm gonna begin in verse 1. Deuteronomy 17:1, and we're gonna run on a little bit. Okay? He said, thou should not sacrifice unto the Lord thy God any bullock or sheep wherein blemish or any evil favoredness, for that is the abomination unto the Lord. He said, if there be found among you within any of the gates which the Lord thy God giveth thee, man or woman, that have wrought wickedness in the sight of the Lord thy God, in transgression in his covenant, and have gone out and served other gods and worshiped them, either the sun or moon or any host of heaven, which I have not commanded thee. Don't help me, Holy Spirit. There's a time when they went out there and when they did this here, they were worshiping other gods. They were worshiping moons and stars. And God wanted to set some principles here, because Moses was teaching the people how to live holy. And the people were straying out and worshiping other gods. Look what it said. And I be told thee, Thou hast heard of it and inquired diligently. Behold, it be true that the thing certain that such abomination is wrought up in Israel. Then shall thou bring forth the man, look what he said, or that woman, which hath committed that wickedness thing, look what he said, unto the gate, even the man or that woman, and thou shalt stone them with stone till they die. See, it's different now and then. And when you sin then, and you did wrong then, they brought you down and called like a little pit. You know, in this pit, they put you in the middle of the pit, and they stone you. You can't dodge nothing. They stone you to death when you committed an abomination to the Lord. So it wasn't what it was then. Jesus had not came on the scene again. But it was nothing. Once you got torn out with your sin, they gave you capital punishment. They killed you. He said, it don't matter, man or woman. Whoever been caught in wickedness, he said, get them at the gate and stone them. And this is why I meant when he says this. Now, you just couldn't do it because of one witness. You had to be more than one witness. The Bible says, he said, at the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses, we said, he that is worthy of death, be put to death. But at the mouth of one witness, should not be put to death. And that the hands of the witness shall be first upon him to put him to death. And afterwards, the hands of all people, so they shall put the evil away from among them. They didn't want this thing that was happening is if one person comes. And he said, it's like we not, he see, say she. I mean, I said what I said. He said, you don't believe. So we have two or three people saying that this person did it wrong. The first person says it, he'd be the first one to throw the stone. Then the next one throws the stone. You remember when Jesus said, what he said? When he called the woman to commit adultery. You remember that? When he called her to commit adultery, and they looked around and they asked Jesus, he said, Moses said, we should stone them. This is what it is. This is the scripture they get it from. Moses said, we got a witness. We seen her. We call in the middle of an act of adultery. And you know what Jesus did? He put his hand down and started writing in the dirt. No one knows what he had written. But let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. It could have been every man was in front of him seeing it as he was writing it. He probably said, well, then, if it's in the liars, throw the stone. If it's in the killers, throw the stone. If it's in a man covering another man's wife, throw the stone. He could have just been written that down. And then they asked him again. Jesus looked at the woman. He said, looked at all the people around him. He said, whoever have not sinned, cast the stone. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So maybe he was writing it down. And they looked down there and saw they sinned. And the Bible said, from the oldest to the youngest, they dropped the rock. And Jesus looked at the woman, and he told the woman, he said, woman, he said, what are thou accusing? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And she looked around, but nobody there. He said, neither I, but one thing we don't teach, and one thing we don't preach. He told her, he said, go and sin no more. Help me, Holy Spirit. So same thing, you got to watch how people say you can't use the Old Testament. The Bible has been taught many times in scripture from the Old Testament. Jesus said, man don't live by bread alone, but every word proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's in the Old Testament. Now, that's why when I was reading this and I was looking at this, I would start thinking about where did that witness come from? So if you ever want to know, Deuteronomy, if you got a pen. Deuteronomy 17. I started 1, verses 1 through 7. And I'm telling you this here. This is the act of why you say you need two or more. You know, someone there witness to what you just said, two or three or more. This is why we do when we get in the Word. Well, before I get to that prayer thing, I want you to go to another place where it says about a witness. It says over here in Second Corinthians chapter 13, and it reads like this, 13 and 1. He said, this is the third time I come to you. He said, in the mouth, look what it said now, in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. Now watch this. Now go back, hold your finger right there, and go back to Deuteronomy. You remember what it said, Deuteronomy? Hold your finger right there, and Deuteronomy, and then you got Deuteronomy 17:6, and you got 2 Corinthians 13:1. Look how both over here. I'm going to read Deuteronomy first. It said, at the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses shall be what? Worthy of death and put to death. But of the mouth of one witness shall it not be put to death. This is why he said over here, Paul comes right into the Corinthians. He said, this I come the third time to you. Come to you, and out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word be established. I told you before, like I said, four times, as it is I was present. And the second time, and being absent, now I write to them which are here for have sinned, and to all others that if I come again, I will spare. Let me hold, I would not spare. Look what he said, since you seek a proof of the chief speaking in me, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, which to you were is not weak, but is mighty in you, oh, help me, Spirit. So when I start looking at this, let me remember, for though we was crucified through weakness, yet we live by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God towards you. One more scripture. Examine yourself, whether you be in faith. Prove your own self. Know you not your own self. How that Jesus Christ is you, except you be a reprobate. Except you didn't turn over, he didn't turn you over to sin. But I love this part of that, how Paul was trying to kill him. I came three times to you. This third time I'm coming to you, and I'm telling you I'm not going to be sparing myself when I come to you this time. I'm telling you right now, he's calling out to sin. He says, the first time I came and I just gave you a little love. But now I'm coming right now. I'm not sparing it to you. I'm going to tell you right now, what I speak of, it is of God. It's in me. He says, seek the proof of Christ. It speaks in me, which is with your inward. It is not weak, but it is mighty in you. Sometimes we have to look at ourselves. Some believers know what I'm talking about. Sometimes we have to look at ourselves and start examining ourselves and seeing if we are worthy to do God's work. But let me tell you something, no man could do it without Christ. When Paul was standing preaching God, uncompromising gospel, there was some battles there. There were some people right there doubting him. But he was letting them know he came and come from what? From the Lord. Because he remember walking with the Lord for 3 days in the light. 3 days in the light after being knocked off a road of Damascus Road, and then God put him in the light. And the only thing he could see for 3 days was the light. I don't know about you. Jesus is the light of the world. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus is the light of the world. So as he was pressing this light to them, he was uncovering their sin. And the same way in Deuteronomy, when they were uncovering the sin, you automatically got put to death. But over here, you can repent. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You can repent for your sin, and God will forgive you. Do you want to repent this morning? Do you got some things that you know you can do better with the Lord? Can you stop and just look at it and say, if I could just take time out and say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, I'm not worthy to even be in your presence, but Lord, forgive me. But I've learned something, why he said we are this light. Let me give you something why he said we're this light. Before I go to my last part, he said, you are the light of the world. It's over here in Matthew 13:14. He said, Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world. In a city that's set on the hill cannot be hid. Neither did a man light a candle and put it on the bushel, but on the candlestick. But it gives light unto all the, look at it, look here, it says, they're in the house. Let your light shine before man, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Have mercy on me, Lord. When they see you and they see your good works, they don't glorify you, they glorify the Father. They know it has to be the Father in the midst of you. Help me, Holy Spirit, because no man can do the things that we do in the spiritual realm because a man can accept. They can always find things wrong when you're when you try to do some spiritual. They can always point out your wrong. But let me find out one thing. Don't give them too much ammunition. Don't give them too ammo to shoot back at you. What you do to tell them, if you repent and you ask God for repent, I'm just full of believing. I really believe God will blot out all them sins. Because the Bible says it. The Bible says, man, God don't look at your sin no more once you ask for forgiveness. Once you repent, do a 180 now. Not 360, but a 180 for what you do. A bow face and ask God for strength where you weaken the things you're walking away from. Because I learned sometimes you can ask God to remove something, and then if you ain't staying close in the Word, you're not staying around positive people. You're not being around people that encourage you, tell you when you're wrong, and tell you when you're right. I don't never want to be around somebody that can't approach me, man. I want to be approachable. I want you to stop me in my sin and say, "Father, man, have you considered this?" Now, when you do this, don't be like you did something so great. Watch this here. No, you did. You helped the brother. Because that brother you helped one day might have to help you. Somewhere down the line that you might slip and fall. Somewhere down the line that you might bust your head right up. Oh, well, that didn't work. Did that work for you? I'm almost through this thing. That didn't work for you. Look how it went to me. Every time I think about these lessons, it says over here in Galatians, right? Galatians. This is a strong teaching, right? Because he said, when he said on Galatians, he told Galatians, said, "Brethren," he said, "if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual," here we go, y'all, "restore such one in the spirit." Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, "Restore one in the spirit of meekness. Consider thyself." Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. "Lest thou be also tempted." Now, I got to stay there with you. When the last time you consider yourself being tempted? When the last time you've been in the midst of this and you feel like you was heaven, you was one of the two, you was one of the three, touching the green, and you went out to help the brother, and here you are, and it has switched on you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now you mad, now you cussing, now you lying, now you backstabbing, you doing the worst of the person, you help, and look what you did. What happened is that spirit transferred on you. So the Bible says, make sure you spiritual. Make sure you, when you're dealing with this, this is a spiritual thing. He might cuss you out. He might call you the B word. He might call you the M word. He might talk about your mama. That is a spirit. Don't challenge that spirit with no flesh. You challenge that spirit with the spirit. You cast that spirit out the devil. You're a lie. You know you ain't none of them babies. Just say it. And he don't know your mama. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He don't know your daddy. He don't know your kids. He don't know your wife. What in the world are you getting mad at him for? He don't know nothing about that. That's a spirit. Once the spirit gets in them and gets in you, now you try to engage with him physically. That's what happened. Because the Bible said, watch this here. He said, "Brother, if a man is overtaken in a fault," help me, Holy Spirit. He said, "ye which are spiritual." That's the key word now. A lot of us trying to handle stuff, and we ain't spiritual. And we don't know how to get in the spirit. When we do say we're in the spirit, I don't tell being the spirit, we got a scripture in front of us, we can holler and get the swinging and hollering and swinging, and as soon as a little trial come up, man, I can't take that. I'm a man. Was you a man when you were telling hallelujah? Was you a man when you were telling somebody, I know the Lord is in me? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Okay, that's why I said this. That Galatians is a strong teaching. Everybody can't do it, you know what I'm saying? Because they hook on self. But when you trying to help somebody, you got to step aside. Help me, Holy Spirit. You got to step aside. That's what I love about this ministry that we've been on here in a short time. Everybody can't do it. It's kind of popular, ain't it? You hear some people, it's popular. You get a couple of amen, it's popular. But can you stand strong years, days after days? Can you stand strong in the midst of someone and say, I'm not going to let this person pull me away from the Christ, with the Christ that dwells in me? When I feel that person attacking my intimate, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, I ask God for strength. Lord, keep me from my mental tunnel, man, because he said something to me, and I know he needs some. He needs a little touching. The Lord said, no. He said, vengeance is mine. He said, recompense no man for evil. He said, because what? Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. If vengeance is God, what's I'm doing up there fighting? Where's I'm up there arguing with somebody, and vengeance is God? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, that's why I said about the truth and three witnesses. But I want to go to this last portion I'm through, y'all. Look what the scripture says in Matthew. Look what the Matthew writer said over here in 18, if you don't mind. And we're going to be through. Now, look how the writer put this in. So I don't know. It might not be here for me, but it's so, seems like it's feeling good to my spirit, because sometimes when you read something, you read something, you say, man, I know I read that before. I know I heard somebody read it before, but it is in the book. It's in the book. Look what we're going to do here. Matthew 18. 15. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him and his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. Now hold up now. Just showed you a while ago. Now this is in red. Jesus telling you, if you have a brother that faults you, you have a brother that come against you, you have a brother did you wrong, don't get him in front of everybody first now. Don't get him in front of everybody first, because y'all ego get in the way then. Your ego get in the way. Your pride get in the way. Your ego get in the way. So you go one-on-one with that brother. You go one-on-one with that brother, and you tell that brother, you say, just like that brother. Now, you don't have to do it word for what I say. Just listen to me for a minute. You don't have to do nothing what I say, but this works sometimes. Brother, I'm sorry. You might not even be sorry. You might not be the one who really should be saying you sorry, because he did you wrong, or he did you wrong. But you want to make peace. Now, this don't make you soft. This don't make you not less a man. This don't make, I don't know who come up with that old man stuff. I see two people, man. You know what two bands here? One dead and one in the penitentiary. That's what I hear. I'm a man. You're either going to be dead on that penitentiary. If you don't know you're a man, why you got to keep telling somebody you're a man? You know what I'm talking about.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
If you got to tell somebody you're a man, I bet if you really are.
You ain't much of a man. Amen.
Because a man,
actions,
a true man,
show you a man.
There you go. A true man, Brother B, a true man would do this here. He would look at that person.
Amen.
And just like this scripture said, moreover, if a brother should trespass means a person came against you, sin against you, that was trespass. He said, against thee.
Uh-huh.
He said, go tell him his fault between what? Thee and him alone. It's a reason why he did it. Because if you do it in a month of being heathen, they gonna kill you in your back. Like, I wouldn't take that, man. Mm-hmm. You gonna let them just take what they do? And he goes, man, I'm a man. I got to take up my own. I don't know nothing, man. Let me tell you something, brother. That's a sharp way of getting yourself either hurting somebody or you getting hurt. You understand me? He said, once you do this, Brother D and Eric, he said, if he should hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. If he received that.
Amen.
If he took
if
it in and he received it, and he took it in and received what you had gave him, he said, you have gained that brother. Brother. Man, I'm glad you came in. You could have went in front of all them people when we showed out ourselves. You know, you use another word. When they came out and showed ourselves out, you know, them, but you brought me by myself.
Amen.
I'm glad you did it.
Glad you came to me, brother.
Because it's so many mixed spirits sometimes. Help me, Holy Spirit. There's so many mixed spirits, Brother B. So me and you are what they think. And me and you going back and say, man, I don't think this, brother. What you think? Brother, I ain't having it on. But there's somebody might, they be know how they do in the background. They thought, Brother D, did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Brother
D
going to get him.
Yeah.
Brother X,
amen.
See, but you get it.
Yep.
If you get on
that's
a one-on-one.
That's it.
If you get a one-on-one, we can talk. We can get this thing out, man. What you think about it, man? What you think,
man?
And he said, man, I'm glad you came, man, because I misunderstood. Can you explain what you just said? Well, just how I said it, bro. Blah, 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 blah. If I came out wrong, it might have been my deliverance.
Hey,
you know, make peace, man.
If I said anything wrong, brother, I'm sorry.
That's it. What he said, charge him to my heart. Charge to my head.
To my head, not my heart.
Amen. Let me make sure I'm tying this thing up real. I got to tie it up now. He said, moreover, thy brother shall transgress against thee. Go and tell him himself between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained He said, if he would not, then take with thee one or two or more. That's what he said, right? He said, in the mouth of two witnesses. Now watch this. Brother B. Let's go back to 13 over Corinthians again, because there's got to be some ritual thing. But it's got to be having somebody with you. It's got to be something going on, Brother B. Look what he says.
Second Corinthians 12.
I don't know about the time scripture, because it doesn't get through it, Brother B. Look what it says. It says 2 Corinthians 13:1. He said, this is the third time I am coming to you, Brother Eric. He said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word, what? Be established. Let me tell you, again, can I do this again over here in Matthew? He said, but if he would not hear you, Brother Eric. He said, take with thee, Brother D, Brother Nunnan, and he said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established.
Mm-hmm.
I said that. Let's go to the Old Testament. Some of these people don't think it's in the Old Testament either. Let's go do Romans again. Let's do that, because we just doing something. Do the Romans 17:6. He said, after the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses, shall he, they'll be worthy of them. Put to them. That's why I'm in the book. Anyway.
Come on now.
He said, but the mouth of one witness, he should not be put there. That's why you got to have somebody there sometimes when he don't want to agree with you. You got to go with him. But in the Old Testament, brother, they weren't self-one witness, Brother D. It had to be more than two. You had to have money. You had to have Sister Martha. You had to have somebody there with you, because they didn't, one person couldn't fit them with you. Jesus said, he said, okay, that didn't work. Y'all went one-on-one. That didn't work, Brother B. You go get Brother Nutty, and you go get Brother Eric, and you bring him before him, and we try to reason. Can we reason? Oh, you think I'm laughing? Can we reason?
Man, come on,
what the scripture say about what man should do reason? I don't know the Bible, man. Is it 133? Y'all there again with 133? Psalm 133. What the scripture say in 133? What does it say?
Mm-hmm.
This is David. He said, behold, how good and how pleasant it is to brethren to dwell together in unity. you got to come together, brother. And when you come together, that means you all together, and you all believe in the same thing. And so you come in unity. Unity is not separate. Brother B can't have nothing separate when we talk about unity. Spirit can't have nothing separate.
Join together.
So we join together. When we come together, I mean, we believe in the same thing. So that's why Jesus said when you establish the word out of the mouth of two or three women, every word may be established. And if he neglects, watch this now. There might be some hard head ones out there. He said, now if he should, now this is something for you church folks, you ain't never read this before, it's in the book. He said, if he should not select, if he should neglect to hear them, he should tell it unto the church. That's what he said, right?
Unto the church.
To the church. If he neglect to hear from the church, what did he say? Let him be put. Let him unto thee as it is he's a man in the public. I mean, you will separate yourself from the church then. Let me read it again. If he should neglect to hear from them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear from the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man in the public. They're going to put you out. And listen to Red. If it's in Red, what that mean to you, brother? If it's in Red.
They tell me him talking. The great I am.
That's Jesus.
The great I am.
That's Jesus
the Christ. Amen.
You don't have to get this ain't no third person. This ain't no third person.
They say he's talking directly.
Yes, sir. You didn't want the one. You didn't want. Look what he did. Look what happened. Now. You went to one-on-one. That didn't work. You went and got Brother Nutty and Reverend Bryant. That didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you brought them to the congregation. God's plan. That didn't work.
That didn't work.
He said, that's what he said. He said, now you can turn them over to the heathen. Mm-hmm. So what he done to
them?
Right. What he done to them, Brother D? What he did to them? He turned them over to a reprobated mind.
Okay, reprobated mind. He told them.
Over in Romans 1:24, he said, wherefore God has gave them up to uncleanness.
Oh,
let me say uncleanness to the lust of their own heart. Who changed the true God, look at this, into a lie and worshiped the Creator more than the Creator. Who is blessing for every, let me say, amen. Look, what I got to do is here. For this cause, God gave them over to vile affection. Their own women did change, their natural use into which is against nature. Oh, help me. They never heard Jesus talk about homosexuality. Right? He never said it, brother. But Jesus told him one time, if you go one chap over Matthew, this is what he said in Matthew. This is what he think about marriage, right? This is what he said. Now, if he didn't think about, if he thinks you could just Adam can marry and Steve, he would have said Adam and Steve. Is that right about it?
Amen.
created a woman out of Eve, right? Is that right? Tell me what's up on him. Now, this is what he told him. This is what he told him over here. I'm doing something else. In Matthew 19:4, he answered and said unto them, have you not read?
mm-hmm.
Hold on, man. Have you not read that he said that he which was made them at the beginning made them what? Male and female. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He didn't make no mistake. You know, that's why he tell us all to do. That's why, you know, somebody said I was born like that. That's why he told us all to do what? Be born again. Oh, he'll be Holy Spirit. He know we came in with some. That's why when you have these babies, you know you're pregnant, and they tell the women not to drink. You know they tell them not to get put stuff in them because they could transfer in that baby. Don't you know fighting for them kids? Don't you know doing things in front of them kids? Their spirits are transferred into them kids. Them kids don't pick up stuff they'd be picking out the earth. They're coming from who they be around. Help me, Holy Spirit, and what you allow them to do. Now we're letting the phone teach these people. Mm-hmm. We leave them in a little room. They said, you play on that phone. That's who's raising them now. It used to be a village. Now it's a phone. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I think I dropped. Hold on. Let me get back at the letter.
Man. Okay, come on, bro. Come on back in here.
Look what he said. He said, if, back over here, Matthew 18:17, if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the church.
Mm-hmm.
But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And the publican, you know, heathen. You know, you know, all of us been some heathens once before. All of us. All of us been some heathens once before. If you don't watch it, we got some heathen spirit come up in the minute. You know,
right now.
Then the publican, the old sellers, you know, they find a way to take and give, you know. He said, just turn them over there. But watch this here, brother. Watch this. He said, brother, I say unto you, whatsoever you should bind on earth, help me, Holy Spirit, should be bind in heaven. Try that again. Brother, I say unto you, whatsoever you should bind on earth should be bind in heaven. And whatsoever you should loose on earth, you should be loosed in heaven. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You can ask it. You can ask me. And that's what he said. It'll be loose. Again, I say unto you, if two of you should agree on earth as in touching anything that they should ask, it shall be done for them. Look what it says, of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am. In the midst of them. You hear that?
Yeah.
So what
the great
Jesus
I
did,
am.
He kind of paraphrased it, if you don't mind. You know what I'm saying? He kind of paraphrased it, and he put it in his theory. He said, well, you got two or three coming together
in my name.
He said, I'm talking about one thing. You got to agree now. That's one thing. Let's get that through. You got to agree now. If some of us come together, we don't agree. But you got to agree. And once you agree, he said, wherever you ask on earth, he will bound in heaven. Wherever you loose on earth, he will loose in heaven. I don't care what you say, brother, if you come together on one accord, God going to move.
Uh-huh.
He might not move when you want to.
But he's never late.
He's the on-time God. He's an on-time
God.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
hey, watch this here. You know what he said? He said, in last verse, he said, well, there are two or three are gathered together in my name. There am I in the midst of them. Don't you want God to be there?
Amen.
All you got to do is ask. Because you want the Son to come on
that.
All you got to do is touch him. That didn't work. If you get with somebody and you say, man, pray for me, and a lot of times we don't like to tell nobody what we're praying for, right? But if we be more transparent and say, well, brother, I want you to pray for me, man, because I got some issues on my job. I got some issues in my house.
Amen.
I got some issues walking with the Lord. And say, okay, man, okay, that's tough to agree on that, because I believe God can hear our prayer. Do you believe in prayer? Yeah, brother, I believe in prayer.
Amen.
Well, let's take it to the Lord. Let's take it to the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And then the Bible said, he said, He said, I will be right there with you. He said, I'm in the midst of it. Don't you want God in the midst of your business? Do you want me in the midst of it? Can I read one thing? Please let me read it.
Come on now.
Look what he said. He said, in being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Which said, ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water. This is real. For the readers, I'm over here. I'm going to give you a little something. Acts 1:4. I'm going to find. He said, for John truly baptized with water. This is real. But you should be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
When they therefore would come together, they asked of them, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, the season, which the Father
power.
That's what I was saying. I said, we don't know the time. We don't know the price.
We're trying to do this Monday.
Some of y'all trying to do Monday to Friday. Probably you do Monday to Sunday. But let me tell you something. We're trying to do it every time we can get up and say, Lord, keep me. Keep me from myself. Lord, keep me from myself, from hurting me and others, Lord. And Lord, while you're there, Lord, strengthen me with your Holy Ghost. And see, Jesus told them, he said, right here again, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father has put in my own. We said, my own power. But you should receive the power, help the Holy Spirit, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. For you should be witness unto them, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and all Samaria and all to the utmost part of the earth. And when he has here we go, y'all. And when he had spoke, while they beheld, he was taken up. It's up in the book, y'all. He said, while they beheld, he was taken up in a cloud, received out of their sight. Help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus. When he was talking.
I'm standing here, Gabriel.
After he got through talking to him, Brother D, the Spirit came up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You're talking crazy now. Now you're talking. I'm talking crazy. You ain't
the
worst,
man.
Oh, yeah. I'm
the worst, man.
He said, while they beheld him, he was taken up in a cloud, received out of the their sight. And while they looked steadfast toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Ask the question.
Why
stand here?
This thing,
just like,
which is taken up from you into heaven, can you so come like a mountain as you have seen him into heaven?
Yes,
he said, then return today into Jerusalem from the mountain called Olive, which is from Jerusalem. It's a Sabbath day journey. I'm in the book, y'all. Journey.
Come on, man.
The why is a why there. Because Jesus was getting them prepared to go preach the gospel. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And getting them prepared to preach the gospel, he had to let them see him in a spiritual sense. See, he'd been telling them time after time after time he was going to leave them.
Mm-hmm.
Now they got to see him leave. Now they got to see. And then let me tell you something, Brother D. He just didn't leave them glazing only. He sent somebody right beside him. He said, why are you glazing? How many times God strengthened them?
Help me, Holy Spirit.
He told them he's coming back.
There you go.
He said he's coming back. And they had to give him the Herod. They had to tell somebody about he's coming back.
Amen.
Give him the Herod. I don't know about, if you can hear me, Brother B. But do you know what? That's why I love the Lord. You know why I love him? Because I know that he's coming back for me.
He's coming back.
Somebody says, what you saying, Brother Ed? I'm saying I believe in my heart he is coming back. I don't care if it's on this side or I'm on the other side. He's coming back. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you something. I won't be waiting. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Why am I waiting?
I don't want to be like my homeboy. You know what my homeboy is? Brother V. You know what my homeboy is?
What's that?
Oh, Joe. He said, if a man died. He said, all the day of my appointed time, will I wait until my time.
Wait, oh, no.
Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have thy work in thy hand. So For now thou numbest my steps. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Do thou
yes,
not watch over my sins? I'm in the book, y'all. I'm in Joel 14. I don't know about the Bible, right? He said, why I'm yet waiting? He said, you know my steps. why I'm still pressing on, you know my steps. What? Somebody
said, the order of my steps.
60, 70, 4 years, 10 years. God, honor your steps. Your steps has already been honored. It's getting close, man. You don't have this thing, this song no more. That I got time. You ain't got time. Nobody got time. You know who got time? Jesus and God have that time. He said it a while ago. The man. He said, no man, no hour, the time. Only God has that in his name. Help me, Holy Spirit. So this is all I have. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him, brother, for what he has said. What he said, eyes have seen. Neither has he entered the heart of man. God has prayer for him.
Prepare for me. Wait on me, brother. Amen. Another great word. From Brother Bryant this morning. Truly enjoy listening. I was on a long time before I hit the one button. Just listening and rejoicing, my brother. Eyes haven't seen and ears have not heard. I like that, Rev. I like the other part better than I do that part. He said, neither has it even entered into your heart.
It's the thing.
I like that because, see, he let me know it's. Now, you know, man's super smart. All my smartness through my scholars on this earth. You can't think it because I'm not going to allow it to enter. He said, eyes have seen, ears have heard. But he said, neither has it entered into the heart of man. And then I tell you guys all the time, something should grab you. My brother said, all my point of time. And that's what Joe said that. You don't believe it. Look at it. You see it for yourself. All my appointed time. He said, I'm going to wait on the Lord. We need to wait. We need to get our soul right and just wait.
Yes, it's
amazing. But sisters and brothers, sometimes that's all we got to do is just wait. Mm. If you don't believe it, what the Bible says, just stay in. He's just saying. See, sometimes we just got to wait.
Yeah.
I've truly enjoyed the word this morning. Oh, it's not here to be re-preached. The word has worn out. Yeah. I have enjoyed it this morning. It don't take all morning to give God's word. Amen.
I was just listening in, and it's just one of them words. You gotta come out and shout a little bit. You gotta come out and say amen. You gotta come out and say hallelujah. You gotta come out and say praise God.
Amen.
Come on, God.
The Lord is making it out. It'll make the word make it out.
The words where the saints just can't be quiet no longer. Oh, help me.
Can't be quiet no longer.
Right, my brother.
Can't hold it in. Yes, Lord.
Hey, bro, what did Sister Sharon say? She said, if you hold my feet, my head get going. If you hold my head, my feet get going. Just can't hold my feet. Yeah. I truly enjoy the word.
My God. Yeah, you know what? I know y'all been praying, right? Hey, brother Randy, he stabbed something. He said, out of the mouth. This is what I love about the book. Out of the mouth of Brother Randy.
Good morning. Welcome to Chase. How are you this morning?
He said,
do you need those deposits or withdrawals?
Deposits. We ain't going to do them like that.
The Lord is making a deposit right now.
But But what we say, Reverend, I'm going to say, Brother Randy and everybody, I'm going to tell you something. God is looking for some true fellows who won't mind trusting in green. Don't mind trusting in green. There's some people going too, right? And they might come to you and ask you to pray. You know, I mean, one time Brother D called me and said, Brother, come with me, man. Come with me over here.
Amen.
It's a reason why. It's a reason why, because the Bible said one can give the message and the other one gives what? He can say,
Amen. Hey, and you know something, my brother? That brother and I, it's funny you mentioned that, but every now and then we reach out and touch each other. And he sent me a text a few months ago. And he said, he said, Brother D, you said turn over to the Lord. And he told me, I still got the text in my phone. He said, you said turn over to the Lord. We reach out, we touch each other, touch base with each other every now and then. And he do be listening sometime on the morning service. He let me know that he listens to God's plan. Yeah. But at that time, what was needed, you know, I said, my brother, I need you. I tell the show again, like I told him before, the brother, I may have, should have been on one of the texts to help him, because my sister probably whooped him, because he had something to do with his wife, and he stopped. He stopped doing what he was doing. He said, no, I'm in need right now. My brother was in need. And we spent about an hour with him. An hour.
Yeah.
It's true to change, because he stay in touch with me. Amen.
But it's in the book, though. See, but what Jesus was driving away is sin. What Deuteronomy was driving away is sin. What Paul was talking about over there was sin. Did you hear that? Did you catch that? Everything they said about the two or three was sin. It was talking about. But then Jesus said we can pray for them. He said, but it was two or three of y'all. You know, well, I always say one time one. You know why I say one? Because if we get one more.
Amen.
Yeah, you can't count yourself, man. If you count yourself, it'll be three. You catch that later on. Because it'd be you.
I am is here. The name that's of Jesus. Right. I know you're there because you said I said to do what I not. I know you're there. He knows he's not. All you got to do is allow him to come in. Let him in. Oh, really? That's a powerful word, this boy. That's powerful.
From the prayer of the righteous.
And then I show you something else my brother touched on this morning. That's something, brother, you don't want it to happen, do you? You don't want the Lord to turn you over.
Oh, no.
To a reprobated mind.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want the Lord to turn you over.
Mm-hmm.
You want to rejoice while you can.
Mm-hmm.
I say it all the time, and I'll say it again. If you want to know why Reverend Harry can do like he do,
yes,
if you want to know why Reverend Harry can go like he goes, if you want to know why Brother Randy can come in and shout like he do, try to get it. Just reach out. And the good part about Jesus, it's not hard. It's not hard. All you got to do is let him in. Just let him in.
He want to come in.
He'll do all the cleaning. He said, I stand at the door. The door is your heart.
Knock.
He said, I knock.
Yes, sir.
He said, any man. He didn't say that the first 100. You know, a lot of times we have gifts that we're giving away contests, and we say the first 10 that come in, 5 that come in can get in free. But anyway, Jesus said, he said, if any man can let me in, I'll start with it. And then you understand how we get on this phone and laugh and cry through jubilation the way we do. There's no better feeling. I'm like Willie Neal. You can't get this in the drugstore to make you feel like this, sister brother.
Come on, man.
There's nothing man can make you feel like this. I was talking to my child this morning. I told him, I said, Daddy got to go. I said, I'm about to get on the gospel service. He said, all right, Pops, I know. It's time to go.
Mm-hmm.
We done tried everything else from here. That's how to try to bend. We try everything here. Just have it try to bend. My brother, come here, rejoice. Come here, shout. I looked last week, all last week, we in revival. Reverend Harry, know he got to go. Yeah, instead of texting me, tell him I got to go into a meeting. But instead of holding on, knowing he should have been gone. It's just something about the word of God. It's hard to turn it loose. I'm driving down the highway. I looked at the speed of him running 70 miles an hour, and I got my Bible in my hand. In the name of Jesus. And then let the word, there's something about the word. Oh, it's good.
Praise the Lord. And you get it?
Oh, hold on, let me look and see.
I'm looking at something. I'm looking at something that says 2014, Brother Randy. 2014, finding God pathway. She was going through some few things, brother. It's around about that time. And she was reading God's word to comfort her. And she come across a lesson that said, founding God's pathway. Psalm 77:19, right? Your way was in the sea. Your path is in the great waters. Look what it said. The God who creates a way for our salvation can certainly see us through a daily trial. Did you hear that, Brother B? The God who created a way for our salvation can certainly see us through a daily trial. I like that. God can create roads where he sees only the obstacles. When the way ahead of us seems uncertainty, it is good to remember what God has done in the past. He specializes in pathways in any circumstances. Pathways that point us to his love and power. I know you're right about it. That's what it's about, man. We're drifting every day. That's why we try to expound on God's love. You know, when you talk about reason to one another, Brother B, when you talk about going to somebody and taking a one-on-one and trying to make it, you know, man, we don't have to be around these people, man, because I've seen it going all wrong. Let me talk to you on the back line, you know.
Yeah.
I'm on the back line. You can talk to me like these people. I ain't got nothing to hide.
We'll mess it up. We'll find a way to mess it up.
Every time.
If you let that man walk in front of you,
come on, man.
He'll make it right. If you go to a brother, I go to Brother Eric, and I let Christ go in front of me in place of me going in front of me. On this carnal mind, now I'm in this spiritual mind. The Lord going to get there before I get there. He done already shaped up and washed up and touched Brother Eric to be receptive to what I'm about to say.
That's it. So, brother, buddy.
You know what I'm saying? God has already kicked
it. That's it.
He'll make a way out of no way. That's what he means when they say he'll make a way out of no way. God is making a way out of no way, right? And when we leave there, Reverend Eric may show me what I was wrong in face of me showing what you was wrong. But we're going to leave there in brotherly love. Why? Because the Lord is in the plan.
That's it.
You got to have God in your plan. All you got to have God in your plan. If you want to do that. You got to have God in your plan.
Look what he said. Who would tell them? 2 Corinthians 4:1-6, right? Our Savior has destroyed death and has mm-hmm. brought life into immortality, light through the gospel. Timothy 1:10. That's what he does for us. He said when it comes to the good news about Jesus Christ, many haven't heard. Look what it said. Many haven't heard. You know what I say, right? Mm-hmm. Or do not believe that he has destroyed death and has brought life and mortality to lighten through the gospel. Now, let me say, if some of us who have heard and believe live defeated lives, trying to survive on our own in the jungle of life. Oh, I love that poem. Have you been there, man? Trying to go in this life we call the jungle, right? And it gets hard sometimes for some of us. But let me tell you something, but when you get and put in God's hand and leave it in his hand, man, it works out every time. Will you tell someone the good news today, Reverend? Brother
yes,
Peter, sir. Sister,
yes,
brother,
sir.
Would you tell somebody the good news today? Would you talk to somebody today and tell them, say, man, I was glad you called me, man. Look what I got from the Lord today, man. The Lord, when you start talking about God, man, I'm telling you, man, he trusted me this morning and gave me this to tell you. What he told me to tell me? I love you.
mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised what love do. Sometimes people don't get to hear love and feel love. They don't. They're so angry, frustrated. You know, come out. They wake up with things on their mind, how they want to disrupt somebody's day. But boy, when you love God, you want to speak to
mm-hmm.
Tell them about the good news. The good news is Jesus Christ. And what's up about Jesus? Jesus has risen, sitting at the right hand of the Father, waiting on the time to come and tell us it is time. I know it right about it. So today, thank you, Martha. For today, Sister Martha, tell somebody. Don't go a whole day without telling nobody something about God. Something about God. You know something? You'd be surprised how you might enlighten somebody. You might get the conversation. You might get the conversation, Reverend. Did it say, I don't want to talk about this situation. And then when she said it, I got to go, here you go. When I heard that word, we've been throwing it around, but it's in the book. Matthew 4:4 said, but he answered and said, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word, look what it says, that proceeded out the mouth of God. Y'all hear that? What you know? And I did say it was an Old Testament. Y'all say it was an Old Testament? You know how they say we got a problem with the Old Testament, Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
You got, but Jesus quotes from the Old Testament.
Right.
Look what it says. Look what it says over in Deuteronomy 8:3. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed them with manna, which thou knowest not. Neither did they father know that he what might make thee known. That man do not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out the mouth of the Lord. Do the man live?
Mm-hmm.
It's in the book. I just want to let y'all know. It's in the book. Don't let nobody get you twisted. Nah. It's in the book. It's in the book. Let's stay with the book. Let's stay with God. So thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank him for what he already done and about to do today in your life. We ask you always, if something was said, if something was misunderstood, we ask you to hit the one button so we can have a chance to clear it out. If it needs to be one-on-one, we can do that too, you know. But we ask you, give us a time, a chance to fix it if you think it's wrong. We thank you for listening. We thank you for your prayer. We always extend you're welcome to anybody to come in to Jesus. If you don't know him in the pardon of your sin, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. If you backslide this week or today, come to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Let us pray with you. Let us touch and agree with you. Come to Jesus as you are. You can't fix it, brothers and sisters, on your own. Come to Jesus. Now we say this, Reverend. You got something, you know, you came to Reverend. We're going to jump. Okay. You might call back. But we thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank God for the presence of the people. We ask you always to come on in. We ask you when you come expecting something. Don't come without expecting something. Come expecting that God can answer your prayer. God can minister to you in this day. It's a good day to start off with the Lord. And we always ask you to just keep us in prayer. Keep us always in prayer. There won't be no division. There won't be nobody getting the head twisted a little bit. We're always keeping God's presence. We thank you for the presence. Reverend, I see you fill up. Do you have anything?
Yes. Oh, I just want to tell the Lord, thank you for that I heard. Praise the Lord. I see the benefit of us coming together, agreeing, touching and agreeing. And the scripture told us that it'd be in the midst. And as I listen at you so beautifully teach, the Lord put upon my heart the benefit, how you feel much better after you pray. After you pray, you know, when you have someone in your mind or your heart, and you call your brother or you ask for prayer, and you know, after you pray, you feel better. So I want to thank the Lord for that beautiful, all these beautiful scriptures and how you expound and how God blessed, and he was in the midst because you felt the Holy Spirit. So I just want to thank God for his attendance again. You know, a lot of people take him for granted, but I never want to take the Lord for granted. As many times as he come in the midst, as many times I want to let it be known. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Brother, show right. God. Take the Lord for granted.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Feel like praying? Anybody feel like praying?
Thank
you, Lord. I need to be praying for this morning that I'm having some family issues this morning.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. I know the Lord is able.
Thank you, Jesus.
My oldest child is going through things right now.
I heard faith speaking. He said, I know the Lord is able. Faith.
Yes,
that's all we need is faith, and God will let that faith turn to sight through our hope, and our expectation and our trust in the Lord. But all we have to do is touch and agree. And when we come together hoping for God, and he said he'll be in the midst. As we give our supplications to him, God will give attention. Oh, hallelujah. And we know when God give attention, it's already done. It's all, so we can thank him in advance for the situation that he's going to work out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel this Holy Spirit. When you say, I know he's like, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God in heaven, for we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. We thank you for your goodness. We should thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Father God, for another day that you've given us, and then you've given us a special blessing. You allow us to look upon your holy word and be reminded and be retaught. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you the reason in it, and you gave the application that just so perfectly designed as you did. We said thank you, and we love you. Oh, Father God, we have a loved one that asked for prayer. Hallelujah. Look on that situation, Father God. Oh, I heard faith speak, Father. So, Father God, increase his strength, his faith in you, Father God, and get it, and give him the victory. He said, I know you, Abel. Oh, we say thank you, Father. Thank you that Christians would be strong in the midst of trials and tribulation. Thank you for the strong that continue to bear the infirmities of the weak, Father God. Help us in the name of Jesus that we will continue to be pleasing in our sight. We'll tell you that we do love you. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for victory. We claim victory already. Just as you gave victory even through the lesson this day. You eased the troubled mind this morning. You gave strength to the weak and the weary. You gave happiness and joy to those that were already happy. You increased their strength. We said thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we realize victory belongs to Jesus. So we thank you. We claim victory over the situation that we ask you. Bless, Father God, the one who taught the lesson. Continue to give strength and cover. Cover in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Cover. Oh, we ask for your covering. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of your covering in the name of Jesus. All those prayers that went up, all those prayers that went up during the lesson, we thank you. All those, sending comments or calling, gave comments, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Brother D, Sister Martha, Brother Randy, hallelujah. Oh, surely we thank you for Reverend Brian. All these blessings we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, he is. And